The body of a missing man was found Wednesday morning on Lake Norfolk. Monday evening at around 11:30, the sheriff's office was notified that a person was missing in the Float Creek area of Lake Norfolk after having entered the water several hours earlier from a broken down boat trying to swim to shore. Authorities began a search for the missing man identified as 49-year-old Glenn Bradley. The search continued until 8:10 on Wednesday morning when the sheriff's office was notified that a citizen had found a body floating in the water in the Float Creek area. Personnel from the Sheriff's Office and the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers Mountain Home Office responded to the location, and the body of the deceased was confirmed to be that of Bradley, who was recovered from the water and turned over to the Baxter County Coroner's Office, and his body will be sent to the Arkansas State Medical Examiner's Office for an autopsy to confirm the cause of death. A man from Evening Shade was arrested on Wednesday on rape charges involving a child. 37-year-old Michael Hirschler was arrested after a child under the age of 14 told authorities that he raped her on several occasions over the last 3 years. Hirschler is charged with 4 counts of felony Class Y rape, each count punishable by life in prison. The child was interviewed at the Child Advocacy Center in Batesville, providing detailed accounts of the rapes. Hirschler has denied the allegations against him. A man from Alton has been arrested on child pornography charges. 54-year-old Wesley Simmons is charged with first-degree promoting child pornography and possession of child pornography. Simmons is reported to be a Missouri registered sex offender. Following his conviction for possession of child pornography in 2019 in the state of Illinois. According to the reports, 2 parcels were delivered to Simmons' previous residence in Oregon County on April 4th, with one being shipped from Shutterfly and the other from Snapfish. One of the parcels was opened by mistake by an acquaintance of Simmons. The acquaintance found 4 envelopes with material depicting child sexual abuse. Police obtained a search warrant on July 25th on the second parcel and found more depictions of child sexual abuse. Tuesday, officers began a residential search warrant of Simmons' home. Police found that out of 1,000 images seized from Simmons, 20 of them contained child pornography. Simmons is being held without bond. A man from Hardy, Arkansas has been arrested after allegedly threatening to kill his neighbors. 51-year-old Daniel Collins is charged with 3 counts of terroristic threatening and 3 counts of aggravated assault. Collins is being held without bond in the Sharp County Detention Center. On Monday, the Howe County Sheriff's Office and South Central Drug Task Force executed a search warrant on Private Road 2012 near West Plains. The operation led to the discovery of illegal narcotics and the arrest of Robert Bob Wilson of West Plains. During the execution of the warrant, Wilson was detained and escorted from the residence. A search of his person revealed a substantial amount of U.S. currency. While meth was located inside the residence, investigators believe much of the suspected shipment had already been dispatched prior to the search. Wilson was taken to the Howe County Jail on an act of parole violation. On Wednesday, Wilson was taken to the Missouri Department of Corrections for a return to prison on a parole violation. Additional charges from this week's search warrant will be forwarded to the Howe County Prosecuting Attorney's Office. The Douglas County Sheriff's Department reports the arrest of 2 people for trafficking drugs. 32-year-old McCathlin Scott Collins of Ava is charged with felony trafficking drugs, felony possession of a controlled substance, unlawful possession of firearms with a felony possession of a controlled substance, felony unlawful possession of drug paraphernalia, failure to register a motor vehicle and operating a motor vehicle without insurance. Bond for Collins has not been set. 44-year-old Heather Flores of Ava is charged with felony trafficking drugs, felony possession of a controlled substance, unlawful possession of firearms with felony possession of a controlled substance, and felony unlawful possession of drug paraphernalia. The Randolph County Sheriff's Office reports the arrest of a man from Reno, Arkansas on drug charges. 42-year-old Justin Smith was arrested and charged with possession of a Schedule 1 or 2 controlled substance, possession of drug paraphernalia, and possession of a Schedule 6 controlled substance. He was taken to Randolph County Jail. On Wednesday, their school notified parents and guardians that an unauthorized individual had boarded a school bus. Miss Hackworth's bus number 24 afternoon route was boarded by the individual. But their police department was called and effectively managed the situation. Consequently, the bus route experienced a 13-minute delay from its scheduled time. Thankfully, all the students on board were safe and unharmed throughout the incident. Superintendent Tanya Wood said the school district extends its sincere apologies to the students and their families for the distressing experience. Two Mountain Home residents were injured in an accident in Ozark County Wednesday. The Highway Patrol reports that a 71-year-old woman suffered moderate injuries and a 4-year-old girl suffered minor injuries when the woman ran off the road and struck a tree. The accident happened on Highway 5, 11 miles southwest of Gainesville. 1,470 members served by North Arkansas Electric Co-op's Pineville substation will experience a outage tonight that should begin around 11 p.m. and end by midnight. It's a necessary outage so the co-op can safely perform maintenance inside the substation. Affected members were notified on Tuesday morning. Any members that have questions can call North Arkansas Electric Co-op at 870-895-3222. 2-1.